Chapter 7 Animal Trading. After von Lansen's men had checked their traps, they returned from the jungle carrying a large net. In the net were several small monkeys, screaming as they tried hard to get free. Von Lansen looked at the monkeys for a moment and then told the men to put them inside one of the boxes. The two men did as they were told. They took the monkeys out of the net, pushed them aggressively into a box, and locked it. The amount of room inside the box was very small for the monkeys. They held on to one another for comfort. Kathy ran to the box. "This is so cruel," she cried. "Please free the poor little things." Paying no attention to Kathy, von Lansen called to Ronaldo.
"Go into the jungle with Paolo and Enrique,"
von Lansen ordered.
"Catch as many parrots as you can."
"Is it okay if I go with them?" Brunt asked von Lansen. "It will be interesting to see how they trap the birds."
"Okay," said von Lansen.
"How can you be so cruel?" asked Kathy, shocked.
Brunt didn't respond. Jane, Kathy and John watched as Brunt followed Ronaldo, Paolo and Enrique into the jungle. Brunt and the three men hadn't gone far when one of them saw some green parrots sitting in the trees above their heads.
"There must be about 50 of them up there," Brunt estimated.
Ronaldo put a finger to his lips.
"Shh! We don't want to frighten them," he said quietly.
Ronaldo called Paolo and Enrique and pointed to some trees near them. The two men understood Ronaldo's instructions. Paolo tied the large net he had brought with him round the middle of his body and, as agile as monkeys, the two men began to climb the trees. They climbed quickly and quietly, higher and higher, until they got to a point just above the parrots. As they looked down, they could see the beautiful birds on the trees below them, sitting happily on the branches. Paolo slowly freed the net from his body, and Enrique helped him to open it. Then, Paolo made a sign to Ronaldo, standing below.
"They're ready," smiled Ronaldo.
"What happens next?" Brunt wanted to know.
"You'll soon see,"
Ronaldo replied. Brunt watched as Ronaldo began to shout very loudly. Frightened by the sudden explosion of noise, the birds flew up into the air. Paolo and Enrique were waiting for this to happen. They immediately dropped the net below them, and the birds flew directly into it. The birds fought to be free, but they were caught too deep in the net. They fell to the ground, the net covering them. The two men laughed as they came down the trees.
"That was very clever," Brunt told them, smiling.
"The birds are stupid. We always catch them," laughed Paolo.
Brunt and Ronaldo returned to the campsite with Paolo and Enrique carrying the net, which was filled with the screaming parrots.
"In there,"
von Lansen said, as he pointed to an open box.
"We'd better put them in a bigger box this time. Last time I lost a lot of money because many birds had died by the time they arrived at their final destination."
Jane, Kathy and John could only stare in horror as the beautiful birds were pushed into the box.
"They haven't got any room to move," cried Jane.
Jane, Kathy and John hated von Lansen for what he was doing, but they knew that they needed him, or at least the plane, to get back home. I don't think we should say anything more to von Lansen about his illegal animal trading. It'll just make him angry, and then he may become aggressive towards us," John told the others when they were alone. "I hate to say this, but we'll just have to pay no attention to what he's doing."
It was difficult not to do or say anything. They wanted so much to free all the animals, but they knew that they couldn't. If they paid attention to what von Lansen and his men were doing, they would lose the opportunity of using the plane to escape. Von Lansen's men made several more trips into the jungle to check their traps. Jane, Kathy, and John waited, hoping that the men would return with an empty net. But each time, the men returned with a net filled with animals and birds, cruelly pushing the screaming, frightened creatures into the boxes.
"So tell me more about your well-paid business," Brunt asked von Lansen. "Do you get paid for each box full of animals or each animal?"
"You want to know too much, Brunt," von Lansen answered.
Brunt moved closer to von Lansen.
"When's the big day?" he asked in a quiet voice. "I might be able to help you."
"You help me?" laughed von Lansen. "You're joking, aren't you?"
"It's no joke, my friend," replied Brunt.
He turned to see if the others were close enough to hear him, but he didn't have to worry. Jane, Kathy, and John were sitting together near the river, talking. They weren't paying any attention to Brunt and von Lansen.
"Maybe you've heard of me. Wilhelm Brunt, the famous engineer and plane designer," continued Brunt.
"Sorry, I've never heard of you," von Lansen replied. "And anyway, how can you help me?"
"Wouldn't you get your money faster if you could send your cargo quicker?" asked Brunt, with a satisfied look on his face.
"Continue,"
said von Lansen, looking very interested now.
"I could modify your plane to make it fly faster," offered Brunt. "I could also modify your yacht to make it travel faster. What do you say to that?"
"Why would you want to do that for me?" von Lansen wanted to know.
"Well, in exchange for a small favor or two," Brunt replied. "First of all, I want to join you and your men."
"I suppose that can be organized," said von Lansen.
"I also want to know what plans you've got for me and my companions," Brunt continued.
"What are you talking about, Brunt?" asked von Lansen.
"We know all about you and your business," said Brunt. "I can't believe you would let us go back home in case we told the authorities."
Von Lansen smiled cruelly. For a moment he didn't respond, and then he said,
"You obviously think the same way as I do, Brunt. I like that. But how do I know I can trust you?"
"I'll tell you some secret information that concerns my companions," answered Brunt.
"What information?" von Lansen asked curiously.
"What would you say if I told you that the others were planning to take the plane and fly out of here?" Brunt told the curious von Lansen.
"I'd say that was very useful information," answered von Lansen, putting a hand on Brunt's shoulder. "You could be very useful to me, Brunt."
Brunt looked over his shoulder at the rest of the group. He was shocked to see that John wasn't sitting with the others anymore. John didn't trust Brunt. He had moved away and was now standing close enough to Brunt and von Lansen to be able to hear what they were saying.
"We'll speak later," Brunt said quietly to von Lansen.
Von Lansen went to check that the boxes were locked securely.
leaving Brunt standing alone. John went up to him and took Brunt by the arm.
"I knew you couldn't be trusted, Brunt," he told him angrily.
"I have to worry about myself," replied Brunt.
"No, you don't. We're all in this together," said John, pushing Brunt to one side.
The incident caught Kathy and Jane's attention, and they ran to Brunt and John.
"What's going on?" asked Kathy.
"Brunt has told von Lansen that we plan to take the plane," John told them.
Kathy couldn't believe what she had just heard, but Jane wasn't surprised at all.
"As usual, Brunt, you only think of yourself," she said.
Brunt didn't pay any attention to her and walked away.
"Now what do we do?" Jane and Kathy asked John.
"I wish I knew," replied John. "I wish I knew."